Hello, it's the 20th of April. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. Bedfordshire police are appealing for information after a teenage girl was raped on Friday. At about 9 p.m, the teenager was with a younger girl in Woodland near the Spinney when they were approached by a man who talked to them before raping the older girl. The man fled the scene towards Travel Lodge on Goldington Road. The rapist is described as black, 6 foot tall, with braided hair and was wearing a navy blue Adidas tracksuit. Detective Inspector Michelle Lack said, "We are taking this incident extremely seriously and wish to find this man as soon as possible. We would like to speak to anyone who was in the area at the time of the incidents or anyone that may have seen this man." Bedford Council has been ridiculed online after making the majority of spaces at the Riverside North car park electric only. Residents were angry at the lack of parking in the town and the very small number of people that have electric cars, saying the car park would mostly sit empty. Bedfordshire residents have been scammed out of more than £14 million in the last year, according to the latest figures from Action Fraud. In the county, there were over 5,000 cybercrimes reported, with most common fraud being online shopping scams, advanced fee fraud and banking fraud. The figures also reveal most victims are in their 30s. A spokesman for Action Fraud said, "In what has been an incredibly challenging year, we have sadly seen devious criminals taking advantage." If you go down to the river today, you're sure for a big surprise. Over 40,000 tulips have taken advantage of the glorious weather and bloomed into an impressive spectacle of colour. The flowers were planted in autumn, along with pansies and wallflowers, and will keep the embankment beautiful all summer. Well done to the groundkeepers. Blooming marvellous. I'll be back tomorrow with your Bedford News updates.